Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Hold on.
All right, time for a sports wrap sponsored by.
Sometimes you got to wait for water. You always have to drink your water, people. I'm telling you this right now.
Sponsored by Sporty Cuts on 7 Mile Road and between Outer Drive and Myers for the best haircuts in Detroit. Hit Sporty Cuts. His name, the man, Mark Wilson.
Okay, here we go. Fast and Furious, peeps. Fast and Furious. And of course, now they pick the time to deliver the luggage. 57-44, Michigan has a second half lead on Tennessee. Yes, they're going to deliver the luggage. 57-44, that's where it stands in Indianapolis. It's a 13-point lead. It's funny how you can get little messages across while we're actually on the show. It's kind of cool that way, if you ask me. It's already 11:45 to go. This looks like a no-brainer now. It looks like unless Tennessee has a run in them, Michigan's moving on to the Elite Eight on Sunday. Kentucky-Louisville will follow this one. And, of course, Michigan State-Virginia playing around 10, maybe a little later than 10 o'clock tonight, right around that time frame. UConn is leading Iowa State 40-28 in the second half. So, again, unless the Cyclones have some runs in them coming up here, it looks like UConn, amazingly, might be going on. You know, Kevin Ollie. We all thought Kevin Ollie was a bad choice to replace Jim Calhoun, but he's looking pretty good so far. NBA at the Palace. We're at the half. It's Bad Boys reunion time. They're being honored right now at halftime at the Palace with the heat up over the Pistons, 57-42, and Udonis Haslam still the leading scorer for Miami with 12 points. 15-point Heat lead on the night they're honoring the 25th anniversary of the Bad Boy team of 89. Wings are in Toronto tomorrow. Less than 10 games to play. Baseball exhibition in Lakeland. Last one at Joker Marchant. Tigers over the Tampa Rays, 6-3. Kinsler, V. Martin, AJ with two hits. Alex Avila, first spring homer. Jabba Chamberlain started, got one inning in. Brad Ausmus decided to spread out some innings for the last one in Lakeland. Kroll got one. Albuquerque got one. Cope got one. The final spring game will be in Vieira, Florida tomorrow against the Nationals. 15-12, Tigers are in the spring games. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. Other NHL, the Flyers lead Toronto now 2-1 in the second. Still no score at Columbus between the Penguins and the B-Jacks. Ottawa leads Chicago 3-0 now in the second. Other games just getting started, three of them, in fact. Other NBA, Bobcats over the Magic in Orlando, late third, 75-64. Raptors lead the Celtics in the third, 73-66. Same quarter, Wizards over the Pacers, 57-50. In the second, Nets over the Cavs, 56-44. Bulls lead the Blazers by two. T-Wolves over the Lakers by 14, 38-24 in the late first. And they already put 38 up on the Lakers in the first quarter. Jazz over the Pelicans, the Pelican Briefs, 22-20 in the second. Oklahoma City leads Sacktown, 29-14 in the first. All right, this is pretty cool. At the San Antonio PGA Texas Open second round, Steve Bowditch with the 8-under par total has the lead. He shot a 67, one-shot lead. Phil Mickelson, as I mentioned last sports wrap, was trying to make the cut. The cut line was plus two. The cut line moved to plus three. Mickelson birdied 18. He made the cut. I think that's pretty cool. I mean, he was two shots back of making the cut. The cut line magically moved down to plus three. So Phil Mickelson birdies 18, makes the cut. He will be playing on the weekend just by the mere fact that that cut line came down. And that is your sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts. Isn't that pretty cool?
That's good. I just said
the last time I said Phil's got to eagle the hole. As it turns out, he birdies the hole, but the cut line came down. So 2 weeks before the Masters, Phil Mickelson will be playing on the weekend.
Bobby Thompson up there swinging. He's had two out of three, a single and a double, and Billy Cross is playing him right on the third baseline. One out, last of the ninth. Blanco pitches. Bobby Thompson takes a strike call on the inside corner. Bobby hitting at 292. He's had a single and a double, and he drove in the Giants' first run with a long fly to center. Brooklyn leads it 4-2. Hartung down the line at third, not taking any chances. Lockton without too big of a lead at second, but he'll be running like the wind if Thompson hits one. Franco throws. There's a long drive. It's going to be, I believe. The Giants run the pellet. 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 Bobby Thompson hits into the very bit of the left field stand. The Giants run the pellet, and they're going crazy. They're going crazy.
Well, that's your thing, dude.
One of my favorites.
You love that thing.
I love that. Bobby Thompson, the shot heard round the world, Mark, right there.
Wow.
It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man, 248-848-1130. Rob Parker along with the man, Mark Wilson. It is a Baseball Friday. We're talking about baseball preview, and if you want to chime in, you can. This is where Mark and I usually just talk about all the divisions, try to make our predictions. So far, we both have the same, right, as far as division winners.
Yeah, where are we going, babe? What do we leave off on?
All right, so now we're going to the National League West.
Oh, the NL West. Gibby. Who's going to take care of Gibby?
Gibby's already 0-2. They already lost two games in Australia.
He's over. It's over for them.
Season's over.
That done. Arizona's finished. Even though they have one of the best power guys in all of baseball now, Paul Goldschmidt. I mean, if he's not up there in the power rankings for you, I don't know who
he
is.
It's pretty amazing he didn't win the MVP. His numbers were off the mark.
McCutcheon.
No, but I'm just saying, I think Andrew McCutcheon had a couple years and he didn't get it, and he kind of was like a – I'm not saying that McCutcheon didn't have a great year, Mark, but boy. You know,
no, and Goldschmidt's more than a one-trick pony.
Right.
He can't hit gappers. He's not a great stolen base guy. He's a big guy. He does what he does. But he's going to hit for average, too. But let me just stop you right now. I'm going to stop you. This division, for the first time in ages, really, starts and ends with the L.A. Dodgers.
Always. I'm sorry. After last year, I'm in. I'm in on the Dodgers are back. Star power, everything. Mark, I love
Magic Johnson owns the darn thing. He's their spokesman. It's almost like he's their GM, practically. Are you, though, concerned over what you've heard about the disc back problem thing of Clayton Kershaw?
No, I'm not.
Not at all?
Nope.
He's missing his start.
He's missing the opener. He pitched real well in the opener in Australia, and now he's going to miss the U.S. opener, which is never good, Mark, especially when you just – you're the Dodgers
ownership. Telltale sign of something.
You just gave a guy $30.7 million a season.
Uh-oh.
And the guy's got to miss a start with a bad back. You just hope it's not serious. I still like their team a lot. What they did, I love Puig. This will be the year, Mark. I want to see. Puig was struggling, had a bad spring training. He broke out.
His off-season stuff was brutal when he got picked up for speeding, twice?
But he broke out of it in game two, had a big game two in Australia, and they still got some issues about some of the stuff he's doing, but he's a player, Mark.
Well, he claims his life has changed, and so far there's been no funny stuff since that last arrest in Florida, which you could see. They actually have the video cam of the arrest of Yasiel Puig. And Puig says, look, someone got to him and said, you got two choices, young man, seriously. You can go down the wrong road here and be done, finished really early. Or you could be a big star and make a whole crap load of dough. What do you want to do? It's up to you, man. And I think he got a dose of religion. And that's why I think Puig is probably back in on this thing now, because it could have been pretty quick. You got to get hold of those guys pretty fast if you want them to kind of turn things around. Look, Don Mattingly had one foot out the door and one on a banana peel.
And people don't understand. You know, people are like,
I love that
phrase.
Oh,
that's not fair. That's not fair to Don Mattingly. But he wasn't, new ownership came along. It wasn't, they didn't hire Mattingly, Mark. You know that. So they weren't sure they wanted to keep him. And with that team and that situation. But he got the deal, right? So he's not a lame duck. And they're going to go with Mattingly with this team. Greinke, Mark, Gonzalez, they got studs everywhere.
Oh, Adrian Gonzalez is always a homer waiting
to happen.
He's back,
right?
Hanley Ramirez looks kind of back. Matt Kemp is he's the face of the Dodgers practically.
Right. And Matt Kemp didn't even play last year when they had that big run. So it's Ethier. They're loaded all over the place. I like the Dodgers a lot.
You know, the Giants, always in the conversation. It was just a couple of years ago they got here and swept the Tigers out of the World Series.
How many World Series have they won in the last 5 years, right?
A couple of them. A couple of them under Bruce Bochy, who's now in his eighth year. 20th overall for Bochy as a manager in the majors.
Which is amazing.
I don't know where that came from. But this is pretty much the same team. It's still Buster Posey and Hunter Pence and Brandon Crawford. And, of course, the pitching staff is kind of the same in Bumgarner and Kane and Lincecum. Tim Hudson was a nice add for them. I think at his age, he wants to win something again. I think he saw maybe the writing on the wall in Atlanta, and he decided to go to San Francisco and see if he couldn't make it happen there.
I don't know what to make of Colorado and the Diamondbacks. I mean, Gibby had the Diamondbacks in the hunt, last year and stuff for a while, but I don't know.
By the way, they're like last two in attendance. Like, nobody's coming out to Chase Field to watch this team anymore.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That used to be a hot place to go.
Oh, dude, they had
the
pool.
Mark, I've been there. It's real nice. Have you been out there yet or no?
I have not been to the – I still call it the Bob. I don't even call it the Chase. It's still the Bob to me.
Well, Bank One's gone.
Mark Trumbo was a nice ad for them. I mean, that's a guy that I thought would team with Mike Trout. It would be Trumbo and Trout You know, it was
and they moved them, which was surprising.
I was shocked by that. That's why a lot of things that the Angels did, and of course they got David Freese. We talked about that earlier. We'll mention that again when we get to the American League. But Bronson Arroyo, Matt Tuiasosopo, you know him well. He was a Tiger. They're counting on him in some fashion. Addison Reed was picked up from the White Sox. Look, they got a lineup that has some power base, usually with just the whole Montero, Goldschmidt, Trumbo, 3-4-5. I'm still concerned that they don't have anywhere near the kind of pitching staff to hang with the Dodgers or Giants in this division. I just don't think they do. And then after that, the San Diego Padres. Bud Black's managing this team now into his eighth year, and I'm not sure why.
It doesn't make any sense. And you know what? They got a beautiful new ballpark downtown. They just don't. What are they doing?
The ballpark
there?
Is 10 years old already now.
I know.
Isn't that hard to believe?
I saw when they were building. I've never been in it, but it looks.
It's beautiful, right amongst the. You can watch from apartment buildings, almost like Wrigley. You can.
Yeah,
you know, they got the.
It's right downtown. It's real nice.
They have one apartment. You can actually. They have a walkway into Petco.
Is that right?
If you have tickets, if you ever. You know, if you have your tickets.
Well, when you name your ballpark Petco, you're probably going to be a team full of dogs.
Look, this team is.
Hey!
Chase Headley. Carlos Quentin has not gotten back to his 40 homer, and he led the American League in homers 1 year with the White Sox. Ian Kennedy, he's a guy that actually was a Diamondback and is now a Padre. Houston Street, remember how good he was for a while with
the A's?
A's?
Oh, yeah. He gave up the home run to Mags.
But
to send the Tigers to the World Series.
Kennedy, Cashner, Johnson, Ross, and Kelly. That's their starting rotation. Doesn't impress anybody. So San Diego, no. So where are you going, babe?
All right, me and you.
Come on, babe. Where are you going,
babe? Probably going to be around the same. I'm going to go Dodgers, Giants, D-backs, Rockies, Padres.
Got it exactly the same. Dodgers over the Giants in the NL West. Coming up, we hit the American League. The American League East, baby. We'll start with them. We start with the AL Eastage. We'll get to the AL West, and we'll finish with those Detroit Tigers and what's going to happen in that AL Central. This is the gospel, people, as told only by the two greatest baseball minds in the history of mankind. That's right. Tom Verducci will be here.
Oh, stop. Bob Clappish. And who else?
Oh, in lieu of them, you have us two foofy dudes.
Radio foofs.
Radio foofage. Sports Night with Parker the Man. What's our score, by the way, Rose? Is it 60-51?
Yeah, they cut it to 9. Tennessee's cut it to 9. There's about eight and a half minutes to go.
Michigan up 9 on Tennessee right now in Indianapolis. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker the Man. Back on the Fan.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
All right, let's do a little business for that expert car care. I'm telling you, Rob, you've been on the roads. What are you telling me? You're telling me there's potholes all over the place.
All over.
Broken ball joints, tie rods, front wheels out of alignment, and so on. If you're one of the many that have fallen victim to the potholes, take your car, truck, or van to the pros at Expert. That's Xpert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. And you'll be back on the road safe and sound the same day.
Oh, Mike, come on. You know what this is. Expert Car Care services everything on your vehicle from top to bottom, A to Z, whether it's something as simple as a tire repair. And sometimes that's not so simple. They can take care of that for you. Or as major as replacing an engine or transmission. And be sure to mention those two handsome guys.
That's Parker and the Man. And you will receive, Mark, not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
That's over $100 in savings passed on to you right there. Boom, boom. Expert Car Care has locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming. And on
boom,
8
boom.
Mile. Boom, boom. That's the sound of your car going over the potholes. And on 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. It's that convenient, that easy. Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Oh!
Go get Expert Car Care. You got a ball game in Indianapolis.
What's their score? 60? Is that 62-56?
Yep.
Tennessee's. I said they had a run. There's the run.
Yep.
Everybody's got a run, man. Everybody's got a run. KC, you're on Sports Night with Parker the Man. What's going on, KC?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's up, KC?
I thought I'd give you a Bad Boys reunion update.
Oh yeah, a reunion update from KC at the Palace for the Bad Boys reunion. Before we get back to baseball, what you got, KC?
I don't know if you guys watched it or even if you're watching the game, but I got a couple questions and I got an answer. First question is, how does Josh Smith's salary fit under the Miami Heat salary cap? Because it's like he's playing for them, guys.
Actually, in 2 years, it'll fit great. So maybe he's playing for a deal with Miami 2 years from now.
He must be making a lot of friends. But Gore's got a good round of blues. So did Joe, but they put Joe and Isaiah out together. So the choice for Isaiah kind of grounded out the blues for Joe. So.
And there was no Rodman tonight, right, KC?
Nope. I guess he's in Argentina or something. So
definitely no Dennis tonight.
Hey, and then Scott Hastings.
Well, I figured Scott Hastings will come even if he's not invited.
Oh, well, there you go.
I mean, even if he wasn't on the team, Scott Hastings
would still have showed up, right.
I had no William Bedford, but anyhow.
No Billy B? Where's Billy B?
Senator Sandler showed up, but I do have a question answered tonight.
Yes?
Whatever happened to Bison Daly? Brendan Malone swallowed him.
Is that right?
Was he that big?
You know, we still don't know whatever happened to old Bison Daly.
No, we don't.
Vince, you're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Hi, Vince.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing great. What's up?
I got a question for you that relates to the NBA and the collective bargaining agreement. When a team or can, how often can a team amnesty a player? Is it one player per CBA? Or per CBA, the length of the CBA, or could they amnesty one player per year?
I don't think it's per year. I don't think you can't use it as a wild card.
You can't get rid of somebody every year.
Let me rephrase. It is a wild card. That's why you can't do it that way every year. It's a wild card per that contract.
So basically,
you can't just use it because you want to dump.
So if the CBA, if that collective bargaining agreement is for 5 years, then you could only amnesty one player.
That's my
doing that 5 years.
Correct. Otherwise, dude, Vince, how many would you see by now? Anyhow, you'd know.
Well, you don't have a lot because people don't want to pay people not to work now.
That's no question, but there's a ton of dead weight in the NBA. It just is.
I got this question I'm leaving you guys with. Do you think Kobe Bryant will fulfill those final 2 years of his contract?
You're just asking that flat out?
Huh?
You're just asking that flat out?
Yeah.
Look, that's a lifetime achievement.
What do you mean? Will he get paid the money?
No.
No.
Will he actually play?
I understand.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know because he's put in a lot of miles. He's played a long time. Remember, he's an 18-year-old kid. He's played a lot. So I think he'll be banged up and kind of limp his way home like a lot of big stars have done in the past.
And I think the perfect example of that is Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin Garnett, I mean, he's out every other night for the Nets.
And he has one more year on his contract for $12 million. So I assume that if Kobe retires, though, say if he retires, he plays one more year and doesn't come back for that second year, that money is still guaranteed to him.
No, it's not. You don't get guaranteed if you quit. You don't get paid.
Well, okay, but I mean, we don't really know how the contract is written.
No. If you quit, you don't get paid. There's no such thing.
Why would he quit with money on the table?
You know what I'm saying? You don't quit. You got to play. Okay. You got to be on the team. Yeah. You just can't.
Why would he quit, though, with money on the table?
This is just questions I'm posing. There's some people who I had a debate with about this, and I know they're listening. So I'm just asking you the same questions that were posed during our debate.
I understand, but what would the idea of Kobe quitting and
But ask yourself this. If you're an owner, why would he be entitled for somebody to not – somebody could quit. What would stop somebody from quitting with 4 years left in a contract and getting paid? You know what I mean? Once you quit.
My argument – it's pretty much the same that you all are putting forth now. That's pretty much what I said. But they were saying, the person who I was, I guess, debating this with, was that that's guaranteed money no matter what, and that if he decides to walk away, retire, that whatever, if he has a year left, that money will be coming to him. And I said, I don't believe that's the case.
No. You don't get paid for not playing.
As great as Kobe is, I haven't heard that part of it being a part of the deal.
All right, we appreciate it.
But Vince, okay, thanks, man. You. We appreciate it. Call back anytime. That was a nice break from the baseball. We'll get back to that for the 9 o'clock hour. We got a sports wrap coming up. Get you caught up on Michigan. The Pistons are not—they're getting absolutely drilled at the absolutely beaten like a drum.
What's the score now?
74-49. He's getting killed. And it's not even LeBron doing the deed. It's Udonis Haslam, of all people.
Has he been? Does he even play anymore?
I thought he was off 3 years ago, but maybe they brought him back just for this game.
He's a Miami native, man. He must be.
Although I think LeBron is working close to a triple-double here, even though he's not leading the team in scoring. He's getting close to a triple-double tonight.
All right, let's get everybody caught up, right? We're going to do that?
In a sec, we got to do this thing first. So, Sports Night with Parker the Man, Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.